I don't know shit about crypto, but I keep hearing about this BGC podcast.
So this shit ain't no game. They thought it was kept last time, so I had to go into the bank, right?
You heard of Bitcoin. Send that bread, my nigga.
And the Tate campaign appreciates your support.
Big game in crypto, episode 70. We done hit the 70 ball, y'all. You know what I'm saying? 70 in. Y'all, I got a good one for y'all this evening. Listen, we gonna get into the Bitcoin Rodney story. Big game, episode 70. Like I said, man, we running. Let's get to it.
Get money in crypto.
Now, if you in the crypto game, then you know a lot's been going on these past couple weeks, starting 2024, you know what I'm saying? A lot of hype, a lot of business, a lot of moves, etc. ETFs, you know what I'm saying? Bitcoin hitting 50,000, stuff like that, you know, getting closer to that six-figure range. It's a lot of energy right now. So if you're in this crypto field, man, definitely been having a good time, man. And if you ain't, might want to hop into these episodes and get the game, that big game in crypto. You feel me? But yeah, man, we gonna hop into this Bitcoin Rodney story now. As an influencer, early Bitcoin investor, as they have said, you know, cool guy. I think I heard him on Clubhouse a few times and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I think some of these scams is getting a little bit more sophisticated to where people might not be paying attention at all to the actual understanding of cryptocurrency just because it's pushing out so much money and people looking at it like a lottery situation, you know, raffle situation, etc. When it's a lot more behind it, though, big game. Now, if you was one of those investors, you know, got on Bitcoin early, then, you know, you might have been wanting to, you know, see what other projects might be on that type of time. You know, you got some people looking, you know, coming up off of pump and dumps or just, you know, becoming traders or, you know, investing in real estate or just putting the money elsewhere. But you got some that's getting his cheese and, you know, continuing on the lookalike type shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Bitcoin Rodney end up, you know, promoting Hyperverse, you know, which is supposed to be a crypto mining program where, you know, you invest in miners and you get a profit for those miners. And, you know, that happened to not be the case, you know, more or less so end up being like a referral program in a sense, you know, you bring one person on and, you know, you get paid, you know, that game, you know what I'm saying? You got average people playing this board game, you know what I'm saying? So really didn't make too much sense to me. You know, I looked at the whole setup and how it was ran, you know, nothing about crypto mining and, you know, a whole bunch of flags in general. So, you know, you got those, like I said, gullible people who are, you know, scammable, as I call it. You know, certain people out here who are just scammable. And, you know, it ain't no fixing. You know, I look at that as a pig being too big. You know, you got too much money to the point where you just don't care. Big game. I mean, if we being honest, I mean, that's, you know, just if we being honest, you know, you got some people who real reserved about their cheese and, you know, you got those who just gullible with it. not doing the due diligence. You know, I tell all my listeners, do your due diligence before you invest. You know, look it up, make sure it's at least got crypto in it, etc. I got shocked at the fact that, you know, the Breakfast Club, you know, some of these, you know, podcasts and stuff like that was letting him, you know, reveal this, you know, program and talk about it, knowing that they didn't even have the understanding of cryptocurrency in themselves. You know what I'm saying? So you got Rick Ross, you know, Jamie Foxx, Tiffany Haddish, all these people investing and don't know the research. Come on, man, you invest in blind. Now Floyd Mayweather's tied into a Harvard student who was printing logos from other companies on, you know what I mean, cars and shit like that. Like, come on, man. You can get scammed like that on the streets regularly. It's like celebrities get this bag and it seems like almost like they act bougie but still get scammed as the average citizen. Big game. $7 to $8 million off of that scam? Come on, man. It was the surrounding audience. It was the surrounding audience. No way in hell that man was just out here scamming folks like that. Might have been out here promoting it, but he wasn't a scammer. Bitcoin Rodney wasn't a scammer. Might have touched that paper. Should have had it in crypto. Duh. But he wasn't a scammer, though. It was them people that you saw at the meets. You know, the people dressed up and shit like that. You know, them was the real ones running the show. He just took the fall. Big game. Y'all should always know in this game it's a fall guy. Come on, man. Dressed up to the T and you showboating and shit. Got all this Bitcoin logo on. Yeah, it was him. Come on, man. None of them white boys is taking the fall, nigga. You is. Facts. That's just big game. Like I said, it's always a fall guy. It's always one that want to get that shine off. You know what I'm saying? Just can't get the bag and chill. Come on, man. Just imagine who else doing scams like this, man. This ain't the only one. And it ain't got nothing to do with crypto because it wasn't nothing in crypto exchange, from my understanding. So they can take crypto name out of it. I guess his name was just Bitcoin Rodney because he hit a lick on Bitcoin. Just keep it at that. With all that other, you know, hyper fun, GoFundMe. Nigga, that shit ain't crypto. Big game. Y'all better stop clicking that weird shit on X. Come on now. X. The fuck? Y'all sitting up here clicking on everything, signing up for everybody program, wasting cheese, buying NFTs that just popped up yesterday and shit like that, and it ain't even got no history. Purchase. Come on, man. Got to bring some sense in this field if you gonna last. Otherwise, you gonna get gutted faster than expected. Listen, this game ain't for the weak. Big game. Definitely ain't for the weak. You ain't even got to have a whole bunch of cheese to get in it, but you got to be strategic. Big shit. But, I ain't gonna sit up here and lecture y'all. It's micro news only. You got some folks who talk y'all ears off and get y'all nowhere. Just like these mentors / pastors / pimps listening to everything and ain't getting no results. Listen, man, you got to be hands-on with this shit. It's the only way you're gonna get motion. I ain't saying that the man did good or did bad, but at the end of the day, you niggas do your due diligence, man. Come on, man, America been scamming. You motherfuckers is falling for the internal. The scams within the scams. Now, I done been scammed before and shit like that, and, you know, won't get too far into that. Because it ended up playing out, was able to get out the situation. But everybody ain't able to get out the situation. but that's if you know you prepare for the situation. Big game. Because if you ain't aware of these situations, your ass gonna become the scam. You gonna be scamming and ain't even knowing that you scamming. Big game. Your ass getting pulled down on by people you don't even know what the hell going on. Like I said, do your due diligence, man. Quit putting your money in shit. This ain't the lottery, man. Some of this shit come with shit behind it. Big game. But like I said, you keep feeding the machines, you gonna get results. And the results might not be to your liking. But by then, it done drains you for about 10K. And you thought it was gonna be a heyday. Shit. And that'll do it, y'all. I want to thank y'all for tapping into the Big Game and Crypto Podcast, episode 70. Like I said, you know, we can go pod for pod. It's no job. You heard? But like I said, man, do your due diligence. Forget the ignorance. Listen, man, I'm always drop that knowledge on y'all when it come to this field. Crypto, NFTs, blockchain. D-guy holders, holla at me. You know what I'm saying? Crypto and no dough. Big shit till next time, man. Y'all be safe. It's snowing out here, man. You'll be a fool to drive. Call that reckless behavior.
Donations, 5 bands. Send it in Bitcoin to my private account.
Whatever. Tell me.